Hi everybody, welcome to Harry Says Yes, episode 129. It's the 129th episode of the series of episodes. Oh boy, here we are. It's so late at night, and I can't wait. I can't wait to talk to you, the audience, and you two, my friends here in the studio. Welcome to the podcast. How should we do this? Should I do one thing at a time, or should I do them both at once?
You know, I've been say both names at once.
Okay. Yarva Akhtal, welcome to the podcast.
I'm Yarval.
And I'm Akhtal.
I've invited my two loudest friends here to be on the podcast with me. Welcome to the podcast, Kaveh Akbar and Yari Tal. You guys are here now, and I'm happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here, Harry. How many times is this?
I think this is your ninth appearance on the podcast.
Whoa. The big nine. You know what else is nine times?
What's that?
A cat's life?
How many times you get to murder your cat before it counts?
What? You're a math guy. What's 129 divided by 9?
129 divided by 9.
Or wait, I guess the percentage. What percentage of 129 is 9?
I think it's 14.333.
No, it's less than that. Oh, no, dog. Way less than that.
Is it?
Way less than
that. I'm going to look it up.
No, way less than that. Oh, man.
Hold on. 129 divided by 9 is 14.333.
That's so weird that you knew that.
I'm good at math.
I didn't know that.
I'm good at math.
Way less than that.
Kaveh, I know that you're a seasoned veteran, and no, I'm not talking about old delicious fries.
Oh, yeah, no, that Old Bay seasoning. You guys like that Old Bay?
I'm still hung up on my, this is terrifying.
I'm still hung up on my old girlfriend, so I am hung up on Old Bay.
Oh, that's pretty
you know,
good.
Thank
that's
you. Rich. Thank you. That's that rich. Is rich, like delicious
old,
fries.
I had some Old Bay aioli for some fries that I had.
Ooh,
the other week
that
in,
sounds really good.
In Tampa, Old Bay aioli.
That sounds really good.
You really just mix some Old Bay with some garlic
mayonnaise?
And mix that with some mayo. Mayo? I call it Mayno.
Why do you call it Mayno?
That's what we call it in Indiana. Ask Harry.
Should I leave? Are you guys good?
I'm wearing my celebratory green robe because I just joined the Five Timers Club.
Welcome to the, for your fifth time. What's five divided? What's the percentage? Do that math now, math boy.
It's 25.8.
5555.
It's 25.8. 25.8. Look it up. Look it up, Harry.
All right. Okay. Let's really start the podcast now.
No, we've started.
Harry says yes. 120. We're 3 minutes in.
No, this is started.
The worst time I've ever had in my entire life. So before we can actually get the podcast started, we need to read the announcements. Who wants to read the announcements? Kaveh's pointing at Yari. Yari seems very excited.
Okay.
All right. So there's the announcement. Read those bad boys, and then we can actually get the fucking party started.
Okay. Harry says yes. Announcements. The podcast has a Twitter.
Absolutely, it does.
At Harry Podcast.
Dude, this is I don't like.
You don't like this?
New
okay.
bit. New bit.
New bit. New bit. Okay. Announcements.
Thank you.
The podcast has a Twitter.
Yep.
The Twitter is at Yari. That's Y 9 A's R
I. I'm so sorry to all my listeners.
The Twitter is
the loudest thing I've ever heard.
It's gonna be that thing where you're like on the treadmill and you just have to keep like you
work out, Kaveh. We get it.
I don't actually.
Oh, what happened?
No, I don't.
We look great.
Oh, thank you. I've been eating like shit.
Cool. So
go ahead.
The podcast Twitter, if you guys would stop pitter pattering, I have something important to do. The podcast Twitter is at Harry Podcast.
You all follow that, right? Both of you guys.
I believe I do. Yeah, I do.
Oh, you gotta follow it. You're gonna get a lot of good updates.
Muted it.
That's fair.
The podcast has an email. The email is ynadavtal@gmail.com.
Is that your email address?
That is my email address.
You just want more emails?
Yeah,
I don't get that.
I love emails.
Yeah, cool.
Sign me up for them, baby.
Cool. All right,
no, the podcast email is harry@harrysaysyes.com.
Email me, dogs. Meow meow.
Record something with your phone and send it into the podcast. Here's the classic catchphrase.
It's so easy. Kava.
Ooh.
Where were you on that?
Okay,
one?
So
I was thinking about who was going to be the guest caller in to say.
Oh, nobody.
Oh, well, we could fake one. I'll be Bodie Schallenberger, friend of the podcast.
We don't have time for that. What? No, keep going.
Oh, are there more?
Yeah, there's more.
Oh,
don't stop.
Today on the podcast, we're going to play. I want two fake trees. An attempt to identify and eliminate the negative behaviors that repeatedly set us up to fail in life and love.
Ooh. True, yeah. That's something I've been working on. I thought we could, like, expand that.
That sounds great.
March 27th is Mother's Day in Bolivia.
This comes out on March 27th, Bolivian Mother's Day.
El Día de la Madre Boliviana.
Mm-hmm.
The date commemorates the Battle of La Coronilla. The two L's, you do the E sound.
I believe so.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. You're the math.
It's the math. Which took place on 27 May 1812. I liked the...
March?
No, it says May here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does.
Why does it commemorate that on the... All right, keep going.
In what is now the city of Cochabamba. In this battle, women fighting for the country's independence were slaughtered by the Spanish army. I'm reading the second sentence. So give... give the Bolivian mother in your life a hearty Feliz Dia de la Madre. Stop reading now.
Great. Thanks, Yari.
Catchphrases.
Yeah, we'll
it's so
that.
Easy.
Yeah, just
it's
so end
so
of podcast.
Easy.
I made a whole, when I was bringing the podcast back, I didn't remember anything about the podcast, so I like made a list of things to remember to do on the podcast, and that's what we all read from now.
Did you listen to any of the podcasts before you brought it back?
I skimmed through some of them, yeah. Gave it a little skim.
What were your favorites?
You know,
from the old era.
I didn't actually have any, turns out. Turns out none of them were good.
That's real.
You just don't like anything.
Yeah, I don't
like
it.
That's very real.
Yeah. That's
very real.
So welcome to the podcast, everybody. Happy Bolivian Mother's Day. I got Yari, I got Kava. You know, here's the thing. Kava, you're one of my dearest and oldest.
Yeah.
Not oldest, I guess, but
no,
certainly
I'm,
dearest.
I'm pretty old.
You're old.
These days.
Up
these
there
days.
In age.
Yeah, yeah absolutely. Yeah. These days. Because, like, who else is there even? There's, like, four people
yeah,
more
like,
that I still talk to these days.
Yeah. And you
Jesus.
Don't even like them.
No, like, honestly,
you're always
no.
texting me about their BO.
Yeah. That's body odor, ladies and gentlemen. So we should say it's like 11:30 at night. Because of my lovely guest schedules, we ended up recording doing a late night record, which I'm super pumped about. But I think it's going to make a really lethargic...
No.
Meandering episode.
No,
do you think
I just
that
ate
we
a whole bunch of snacks.
Do you think
I
that we should all slap each other?
I'm down with that. So it's very late. It's late at night. It's 11:30, but we're all having a lot of fun, and we're all happy to be here. Isn't that true, Yari?
Yep.
Great. Kava, you can confirm?
It's only 8:30 in Seattle.
That's true. So,
man, so they're really sleepless in Seattle right now. Am I right, guys?
Well.
Oh, we are having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. My nieces are probably asleep. They live in Seattle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, welcome to Harry Says Yes. It's a podcast about opening your heart to new things and new experiences, and we're going to start doing that in a little segment called This Week in Saying Yes. Let me hear that opening theme.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today.
This Week in Saying Yes. So how this works is we're going to talk about things that we've been opening our hearts to new experiences, new ideas, new activities. I'll start, as it is my podcast. I've been trying to make the transition between being a back pocket wallet boy to a front pocket wallet boy.
Let's elaborate.
All right. I will. So my entire life, since I've had a wallet, which is probably like age like 13, 14, I have been keeping my wallet in my back.
What did your first wallet look like?
It's just a black wallet. It's nothing crazy. This is my wallet now.
It's also a black wallet.
It's gray. But it has a little...
Is it?
Yeah, it's gray. Do you want to take it? You guys can pass that around.
It looks brown to me, actually. Oh, and the inside is blue.
Yeah. Kav is famously colorblind, so he won't be able to identify the colors.
No, but I'm excited to rifle through your wallet.
Oh, great. So...
How much cash you got in there?
Let me guess. $19.
No, you're at like 13, dog. I mean, I'm not counting your fucking loose-ass quarters that are just like rolling around in here like a seven-year-old.
What happened to that $6, Harry?
I don't know.
Speak on the $6.
Can we just, let's all pretend.
I've been doing this too, by the way, Harry. I've always been a back right pocket guy.
Uh-huh.
And like when I walk around, I'll still sometimes put it in there. But when I sit down, I'll like switch it to a side
pocket. It hurts
pocket.
My little butt.
Yeah, and it's bad for your back.
Yeah.
I put it on the desk in front of me.
I'm afraid I'll leave it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a dummy.
I'm a big dumb. In fact, I left my wallet at a restaurant last night. I had to go back for it.
I hate that.
Yeah, fuck that.
I've been doing a lot of leaving my card places, like paying for stuff and then just leaving it in the little tray.
Yeah. Yep, I've done that several times this past week.
Several times this past week.
Wow. I've been really spacey.
So I'm trying to put it in my front pocket. I often forget to do it. Like, I just pull it out of my back pocket. And when I do put it in my front pocket, I always am like, where's my wallet? And then I realize that it's in my front pocket.
Mm. I feel like wallets are too bulky to be in the front pocket.
I do, right? Too.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean you're a young boy, but when you become a young boy,
I'm 25.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your whole life's ahead of you.
Yeah, it's true.
Harry, you're like 4 years older than me.
I'm 5 years older than you.
Oh, wow.
I'm 4 years older than you.
Okay. Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
You feel like you're on trial right now?
Yeah. What are we, Judge, Jury, and Executioner? Am I right? Mm-hmm. Am I right?
We're like Judge Judy and Executioner.
and folks, that is how we play this week in Saying Yes. Let's hear that closing theme.
Kyle, what are you saying yes to these days, my good friend?
I said yes to buying a house.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, you bought a house. Ooh, my dude's in escrow.
My dude's in escrow.
Where's the house?
Sexy West Lafayette, Indiana.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Home of the Boilermakers.
Choo-choo.
Kyle and I know each other from college. Kyle now teaches at that same college.
Yeah, that's weird.
Purdue University, I'm wearing the shirt
right
now.
Yeah, that's also weird.
Which is a strange coincidence.
They're playing basketball right now.
You think they're still going?
Yeah, I think it started at like 10.
Kyle, what do you teach?
Poetry.
Whoa!
I'm a poet. Yeah, take it off. Harry's taking off his shirt. No, he's not wearing a shirt.
Oh,
this is not a bit.
Fuck.
Harry's just not wearing a
shirt. Oh, fuck.
Hey, guys.
Look at those Harry Says Yes nips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hairier than I remembered.
Yeah, I've changed. Kava's a famous poet. He travels the country doing poetry.
Really? I didn't know that.
I do travel the country doing poetry. that's what I'm doing here in New York City.
Oh, where are you reading poetry?
Last night I read it. Well, 2 nights ago I read at SUNY Brockport.
Cool.
Last night I read at NYU. Tonight I read at Manhattan College.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Welcome to the podcast, Kava.
Thanks.
You use
look at these fancy microphones.
You used that poetry money to buy yourself a house.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, but this is the thing. The thing about buying a house is, here's the thing about buying a house, Harry.
Right. Is this your famous stand-up bit?
Yeah. What's the deal with houses? But no, like, if you want to buy, like, a house that costs, like, $30.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Yeah. I was under the impression that you just needed to have like $30, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. You need like $3 to buy a house. And then they're just like, well, you're good for the rest.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. And so I'm just like, oh, I can buy
a
house.
What process did you find that out? Were you like, I'm going to buy a house that costs $30?
Well,
like,
I just,
well,
we'll I
actually
like,
give you one for
my, I just, I was like, everyone, because I got a job, I got a tenure track job teaching, being a poetry professor. And so.
Toot, boiler up.
Well, so I knew I was going to be there for a minute, right? Uh-huh. And everyone was like, you going to buy a house? And I was like, no, I don't have like $30, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, but that's not how that works. And I was like, it's not. And then I like Googled it and it's like, oh, you need like no money at all.
everyone I know is buying houses. Everyone I know who lives in like a place that has houses you can buy. And I rent a little room in an apartment with three ladies that I don't know. It's good.
Yeah.
My life is good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but you're moving downstairs.
I'm moving downstairs.
Oh, you are moving downstairs.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Well, Kava, good luck on that bad boy. Let us know how it goes. Yari, what are you saying yes to these days?
I'm saying yes to feeling my feelings.
What does this mean?
Mine was better.
It's definitely more tangible.
I have an issue where I judge my feelings as I'm feeling them. So it makes it really hard to have a positive outcome from any feeling that isn't blind happiness.
Well, you gotta be ableist about it.
Well, blind? Happiness?
Happiness. There are plenty of sad people in the world.
Yeah, no, I'm one of those. I'm one of those sad people.
All right, that's fine.
But I think that all of my feelings are not good and wrong, but I'm like, hey, why don't you cut that out, big boy, and then I've been feeling more, which is good.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it's very emotionally tiring.
Yeah. One of my friend's therapists told her, I don't have a therapist, but I like to hear what my friend's therapists tell them. Mm-hmm. One of my friend's therapists told her that she should, when she feels negative emotions, she should regard them with the same curiosity that she regards the rest of the world, right? She's a poet. She's a very inquisitive person. Mm-hmm. And she's like, ooh, trees are strange. Let's learn about trees. And like when she sees sadness, she can be like, ooh, what do I have to learn from sadness? Yeah. Like sit it down and be like, I don't need to kick you out of the room. And like fear, right? When you're afraid of stuff, it's like fear, you don't got to be like, get out of here, fear. I have no room for you in my life. It's mm-hmm. like fear was our friend, you know? Like when the world was all just kneecap and like grown-ups with their hairy faces, like so, you know what I mean, like when you're just like down there and
kneecaps
then,
as far as the eye can see,
seriously. And then fear was good, you know. It was like, oh shit, don't run out into the road and don't eat the Clorox, you know.
Oh, these days everyone's eating that Clorox, those Tide
Pods. Tide Pods. How has there not been like, how, why doesn't Gusher just have fucking giant
that's
Gushers?
What everyone says. I think it's because you, that's not the lesson, that's like not the lesson we should be taking from kids eating Tide Pods. It's also, like, you know, that actually does look pretty good, we should make that into food.
But I mean, it's bizarre that like nobody has just been like, here's our giant Gusher.
Our kids actually eat, first of all, if there was a giant Gusher, you would get that goo all over you.
And, fine.
By the way, I
eat a lot of Gushers. That's like one of my, I'm on like 4 or 6 planes a week. And like I eat, that's like my go-to plane snack is a Gusher. That's my go-to sweet plane snack.
Sorry, you're right. What's your go-to savory plane snack?
Ooh, so my favorite thing, but I don't get to do this often because I don't often plan ahead.
Sure.
But my favorite thing is, you know how, you know Gardetto's, right?
I know Gardetto's.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the rye chips?
Well, the rye chips are the best part of Gardetto's.
Okay.
But the rye chip is not the Gardetto is like the whole sampler of like the shitty little sourdough things.
Okay.
And, you know? But I like to get a bag of Gardetto's. and then you can get like just a bag of the rye chips, right? The garlic rye chips.
And those aren't Gardetto's.
No. Well, I mean, the rye chips from Gardetto's. It's like the spinoff, right? It's like Frasier.
All right. Thank you for putting it in terms I can understand.
Yeah. But those are the best part, right? But if you just eat those alone, you burn out on them really quickly. So what I like to do is to mix a bag of Gardetto's with a bag of the rye chips. So then it's like 2/3 saturation rye chips. Because then you still have the shitty sourdough ones to remind you how great the rye chips are.
Wow. Sort of a metaphor for life in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, like you wanna surround yourself by a bunch of shitty friends
so that you're good
and
friends.
Bad people, so that the good ones really stand out.
Speaking of bad friends, how is this? You've been feeling your feelings more. How has this affected your day to day?
Well, I had a crying fit at work last week.
All right, sounds like it's going well.
Yeah, it's going very well. And then my boss, a supervisor, she prefers supervisor to boss, asked me if I was crying, and I said, that's none of your business, which means yes. And then the next day I woke up, and I was feeling real sad, and I texted her. I was like, hey, still feeling sad. I'm not going to come into work today. She was like, good. Take some time to yourself.
Where do you work?
I'm a mental health counselor.
Oh, yeah. So it's like right up her alley.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And my alley.
Yeah.
Both alleys.
Sure.
Yeah.
A couple of alleys. I,
what are we talking, McBeal? Alley McBeal?
I went through a rough time about 7 months ago, and I was so sad all the time.
I like that you said it in the past tense.
I'm still sad.
Yeah,
I was so sad then.
No, I remember. I was there.
You were there.
Yeah.
Which
is why I resent the bad friend remark.
No, I was just kidding. Yeah, I was so sad that I got a talking to at work. I'm like, they're like, we know you're sad, but you still have to like do your job and be good at it.
Really?
Like, and yeah, I cried in that meeting. It was
that's
very
intense. You really cried in the meeting?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was terrible. I was fucking a mess. I mean, the fact that I'm standing here today, I'm sitting down, is a real testament to Wellbutrin. Now, let me hear that closing theme.
I have Wellbutrin for people who want to quit smoking too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But I started smoking after. It's true.
Bupropion. That's the generic name for Wellbutrin. Name. Yeah. We're both Wellbutrin boys.
It's true.
I've been a Wellbutrin boy.
Yeah.
Nice. Hands in? Oh, no, let's not do it. Yeah. All right, let me hear that closing theme.
Wellbutrin. The last song was about divorce.
Thank you, everybody. Up next, we got to know you pretty well, but I want to get to know you even deeper, harder, and faster. And we're going to do so.
I beg your pardon.
We're going to do so in a little
segment. Happily married man.
Called Ask Harry a Question.
I met your wife.
Yeah, my wife. It's Borat, right? You guys remember that?
No way, I think that's Bruno.
Oh, no.
Bruno was always like, my wife.
No. Bruno used to say, very nice.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
No, Borat. Yeah. Borat used to say, my wife.
That's rich.
Oh, man.
Ask Harry a question. Let me hear that opening theme.
Who's
Harry?
Ask Harry a question. So now it's time for me to ask you to ask me a question. This is where I ask you to ask me a question, and everyone judges you on how interesting the question is.
I really like that song.
Calvin, we're going to start with you. Please ask me a question, and I will answer it to the best of my ability.
If you walked out into the street... Wait, no. knock, knock.
Who's there?
To.
To who?
To whom?
Part of the knock, knock joke was actually a question. Harry was not asking the questions.
Yari, would you like to ask me a question?
Yes.
I want to ask you a better question. All right. Okay, if you walked out into the street and you saw a... Wait, no. Okay.
It's going to be another fucking knock-knock joke.
If Twitter... No, okay, I'll ask you the other question.
This is...
If you walked out into the street and you saw a guy in a tuxedo beating up a guy in a construction worker costume. Mm-hmm. Costume, just the thing that construction workers wear.
Yeah.
But he's, like, beating him up, like, real pulpy, like, just is bad, you know? Mm-hmm. What would you do?
I'd just keep walking.
Would you?
Yeah, it's New York City, baby. I see that every day. Yara, your turn.
Okay. Harry, here's my question. What's your opinion on our Cheeto in Chief? Number 45, baby. America hate again.
You wrote all that down?
I did.
You have a piece of paper in front of you that says all that.
I did. I didn't want to forget it because it made me laugh in my brain. No, but I'm asking you that question earnestly. What's your opinion on, you know, all this Russia stuff, you know, and what, Medicare for all, Russia? Who are we?
Wait, does Russia want Medicare for all?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I guess I'm for it.
With Tanya Harding these days?
I just watched I, Tanya on the plane.
Oh, how was it? Oh, I really liked it.
I mean, yeah.
Today I got an email from Tumblr that said that I've liked or followed an account that turned out to be a Russian, like, IRA account. Oh. So it's like, hey, just so you know.
The IRA, like the Irish Revolutionary Army?
Yeah.
why was Russia involved in the IRA?
Like the financial
that too.
Thing.
The IRS?
No, IRA, it's like a bank account that you can have.
No, that's the IRS. You get an IRS bank account.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, that's how you pay your taxes. You just sign up for one.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back.
Wait, you didn't answer
the
question.
Let me hear that quote. Wait, what? Yeah,
the question.
Yeah.
Oh,
how you feel about our Cheeto in Chief? Number 45, baby, make America.
It's a multiple.
Hate again?
Multiple of 1, 3, 5, 9, 15, 45.
Here's what I don't like. I don't like all the hate. Here's what I like. All the when everyone unites.
That's right? Why we're the United States of America.
Not much unity these days.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about, you know.
What's the thing everyone's doing? What's Facebook done these days? I don't read the news.
Oh, apparently if you download, you know how you can like download Facebook as a zip file? This just came out, or I just saw this today, but you know how you can download like your whole Facebook as like a .zip?
Mm-hmm.
If you do that and you open up the zip, there's like a file called like contacts.htm or whatever. I don't know if it's .htm.
Oh, but yeah, I just saw
up,
this.
Yeah, you open it up and then it's like every phone call you've made to like every person. Like, it has nothing to do with the Facebook app. It's like every phone call you've made on your phone.
Every and text
like,
message is yeah, been
every
logged.
Text message and like the length of each phone call. And like, it's just there in that file.
Cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back on Harry Says Yes. Welcome back to Harry Says Yes, episode 129. Oh, only one episode left to the big 130. What are we going to do? Welcome back to the podcast. It's good to see you. Yari's here. Kava's here. Hello, guys.
Oh, what? Sorry, I was waiting to be told what to do, Harry.
Oh, well, you're in luck because this is our games segment.
Wow.
Do you guys like games?
Oh, man.
You know, what's your favorite game, Yari?
My favorite game. How about a little thing called Life? Am I right?
I never owned that one. I'm really more of a Monopoly guy.
Oh, really?
It isn't the Monopoly guy.
I hope you're enjoying your big mustache.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
does the Monopoly guy have a mustache?
I think so.
Oh, I thought you were no. just saying, like, just I hope talking you're about enjoying your big mustache.
Your general like, mustache.
Yeah, I don't know.
You
I
do mean, have a big mustache.
I mean, it goes with the beard, nice. So
that's true.
You don't often hear people just talking about the mustache.
Well,
which is a shame, honestly.
I'm not most yeah. people. Okay.
Yeah, you're a special guy, Ari.
That's what my mommy says.
Ugh.
Games. You guys like games?
You want to play a game? Jigsaw. Have I done that? I feel like I've done that bit before.
Here's a bit. Fucking answer a question when asked. Wouldn't that be a hilarious bit?
I like games.
Cool. Do you consider yourself a competitive person?
I am. I don't like how competitive I am.
Oh, interesting. Do you think that's one of the things that hold you back in life and love?
No, I think that I have at times been able to harness my competitiveness to my advantage, but I'd like to be able to like turn it down. And I'm not even like competitive in my professional life, but like I'm like competitive when I play stupid games with people that don't matter. You know.
Oh, so then this is the perfect situation.
Yeah,
for that.
Like Yari, we've been like getting along fairly well.
Yeah,
but shit's gonna get gross.
I hope that you enjoy. Only bits because that's
only
what,
bits.
That's what
I thought you were gonna be like, I hope you enjoy the taste of my butt.
I thank you for asking, Harry. I am not a competitive person in games, but it can be a bit of a jealous lover. So, so I do feel competitive in the romance field sometimes.
All right. Well, first things first. We're going to talk about...
In other people's romances?
No, just in my own. Oh. If it's more of a jealousy thing than yeah. anything else.
I have
maybe
a lot
it's
of...
rooted in insecurity.
Oh, 100% it is.
See, I have
yeah.
a
lot of...
200% it is, yeah. and I know that.
I have a lot of abandonment issues that that really crop up in a negative way, both for me and the people that I love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
that's
feel
true.
That.
You do.
that's actually why we brought you here tonight. I bought a book. It'll be fine. All right. So,
do you want to play
book?
A game?
First thing,
you
what?
Read that book.
It's Jigsaw.
The book that I bought.
Yeah, you reading self help books.
My therapist made me buy it.
But you're gonna read it?
I'm gonna read the chapter on abandonment
okay.
issues.
Okay.
I'm not gonna read all the stuff about like all the stuff I don't got. I only got one thing, as far as I know.
Uh-huh.
It's a big book.
Uh-huh.
That's very Seinfeld of you.
It's a big book.
Do you want to play a game?
All right, Yari, that's the last time, right?
No, nope, so, that was comedy rule of three.
I hate this podcast. First things first, it's a game. It's a bit game. You guys are going to love this game. It's called What Even Are These Games? Let me hear that opening theme.
What is
it?
What even are these games? How this works is a lot of times when I come up with games, I come up with the name first and work backwards. So here are a list of some games I've come up with that don't have like you know actual games to them. There's titles.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read you a few of them and hopefully you can help me. Yari, I see you're bringing up a music cue. I'd prefer if you just didn't do whatever that was going to be. Just call it a win and take a step back from it. Does that sound good, my friend? Cool. So here's so here I'm gonna read you a title, and then you guys help me come up with what the actual game is. Okay. We're gonna play a game later.
We're gonna play a game.
I hate you so much. We're gonna play a game later that was that we came up with last episode. This is an ongoing bit. It's great. This is a good podcast, and I'm happy that you're all here.
Yeah.
I was glad Kleenex seems real fucked up.
Why is that Kleenex like brown?
I don't know.
To blow my nose. You can cut this out.
Yeah, well, this is a little. We're in a little pocket. We're in the thing. This won't be on the podcast. So if you want to say anything, that's the time.
Okay, I'm done.
Ready?
Yep.
So yeah, so I'll read you these. There's no weird edit point there. read you these titles. Here's the first one. Where does she get these wonderful boys?
This is a game where you. It's like the monkeys in the barrel.
Barrel monkey.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah. From what I hear.
Yeah. So you designate one monkey, the mother monkey, even though they all look the same, right? And then you have to make up.
I don't know.
Then you have to make up like a life story for each of the child monkeys that attach to her. So you're like, this monkey was a Wall Street trader that gave it all up to write his screenplay, and it will be.
What does the mother monkey do? Loves the other ones, I guess.
Yeah, she holds them.
Okay.
All right, I'll write down barrel of monkeys question mark. All right, here's the next one.
Do I get the answer?
Yeah, go for it. Can you top that?
Yeah, I can top that.
All right, go for it.
You find a picture. It's a picture of a woman and a whole mess of kids.
Uh-huh.
And you turn to your guest and you say, where the heck did she get all these kids from?
Mm-hmm.
And then your guest has to answer that question.
All right. Couple of good ones. Here's the next one. Easy come, easy goose.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. Do you want to say it on three?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
You gotta fuck a look goose at a on the podcast. Of a goose and then check up.
We were actually pretty close.
All right. I guess I'll do that. Next one is. Chow Young Fats, Young Fat Chow Down.
Chow Young Fats, Young Fat Chow Down.
Yep.
I mean, that to me, that just sounds like an eating contest.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe like Chow Young Fat is the spokesperson for an eating game show, and it's like a competitive eating game show.
What is Chow Young Fat?
He's like a guy. He's an actor.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that, so I apologize for saying what is.
Oh yeah,
because I thought it was a. Okay, let's keep. I'm gonna blow my nose at this point.
Oh, so did you guys see that? It is a little bit of a tangent, but it's something that I've been thinking about. I meant to bring it up before. There's that movie called I Can Only Imagine that's based on the popular. Do you guys know that song?
I can only imagine.
Yeah, you grew up in Indiana, so you probably know it. Yari, have you ever heard that song before?
Where you go at night.
It's like a... T-rated a bit. It's like this this country, like, Christian song. It was like the first...
Classic New York...
Well, it was like one of the first, like, crossover, like... It was, like, on actual radio. Like, radio. And, but now there's a movie called I Can Only Imagine that's based on the life of the guy who wrote that song and like how he came up with the song. And the trailer is like, it starts with him. He's like in a record studio playing the song. And the lady's like, oh my God, that song's beautiful. And he's like,
weird.
I wrote it in like 10 minutes. And she's like, no, you've been writing that your whole life. And then it's about his life. And he flashes back.
Isn't that, that's weird because does he just have that one song?
It's like the only song that they're famous for. Let me bring it up real quick.
It's that same thing as like that new Clint Eastwood move, like 9/12 to Yuma or whatever it's called.
Oh yeah.
9/12 to Paris.
Starring the real heroes.
Yeah, but it's just like just like watch these guys do the one thing that they ever did, and then we'll like flashback. Yeah.
But in this one, like Dennis Quaid plays. The father.
You know who the real heroes are?
Always plays the father.
Here's the song. You can keep talking. I'm just going to play it in the background.
The real heroes little guy I like to call Karl Marx. Ever heard of him?
Is it really the real guys in the movie? In the Clint Eastwood movie?
Yeah. I can only imagine what it will be like. Real heroes? Okay, Nelson Muntz. Ever heard of him?
I can get down with Nelson Muntz.
Yep. What about Parquet Courts? You know, ever heard of that guy?
Is that a guy?
No, it's like a band.
I don't know anything about music.
What about Marc Maron? Okay. You know him? Yeah, he's the real hero. Not these 612 to Yuma fellas. Not these No Country for Old Men fellas. You know, not these... what's the Paul Thomas Anderson movie that everyone loves? No, Blood. What's the Paul Thomas Anderson movie? There Will Be Blood, fellas.
You really timed that very well. All right. So that was a tangent. I apologize. No, Yari, you can't do yours. I know we both did music bits, but you can't do yours.
Okay, fine.
What are we doing? Oh yeah. So we're gonna. I'm gonna do one more of these, and then we can move on. Kava, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing great. I'm pulling my hair in weird ways. I'm doing good. I feel like it's cold in this room, and it's helping.
Yeah, I turned on the old AC.
It's nice.
All right. So the last one is.
You think they do that at SNL too to keep everyone on their toes?
Oh, I know they do. The next one is Beantown. The final one is Beantown Challenge. What's Beantown Challenge?
Whoever can get to Boston and back.
All right. That's how you play. What even are these games? There's that closing theme.
Hold on. Hold on. No, all my music is offline. Okay. Well, that was the song.
that was it?
That was it. That was the closing.
What even are these games? So up next is the game that came out of last week's What Even Are These Games called I Want Two Fake Trees. So how this game works is I just texted you both a list of trees, and from that list you have to identify which two are fake trees. And great. That's the whole game.
Is it collaborative?
Well, you can do it however you want. There's really no... Really, it's not that...
There's so many trees.
This is a long list.
There's a long
list. There are 30 trees on this list.
Are there...
No, there are more than 30.
How many trees are fake?
Is this 50? Is this a list of 50 trees?
I didn't number them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of them are fake.
Okay.
Of this list. So you have to identify 2 of these fake trees.
I'm going to say cucumber tree is fake. I'm going to say a hawthorn tree is
Wait, we got to alternate because otherwise you're going to list all the...
Well, I don't know what's fake or not.
No, I know, but you're going to like list all yours and then it'll seem like I'm hiding.
You only have 2 guesses.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know that, yeah, so yeah. I used my 2 guesses.
So what
cucumber tree and hawthorn.
I'm going to say the Finster locust is fake. So just so that the audience will know, here's a sampling of the list. Yellow birch, butternut, black cherry, pin cherry, American chestnut, eastern cottonwood,
cucumber tree,
American horfern beam, American hornbeam, American larch, black locust, pitch pine, red pine, sassafras, shad bush.
They get the idea, I think. There's a lot of trees.
Golden rain tree, red spruce, small evergreen, white spruce,
oh boy.
Sycamore.
Yeah. I'm going to say Finster locust, and I'm going to say pignut hickory.
Pignut hickory. Where's that one?
No. I'm sorry. I'm not going to say pignut hickory. I'm going to say golden rain tree.
Golden rain tree. Okay. So the fake trees are as follows. Stabbing French oak.
Oh, I was going to guess that, but then I thought that it was like I could see someone actually doing that.
Stabbing French oak is fake. Finster locust, Kava, that is fake.
Nice. What's up?
Franklin pine is fake. Mm. Small evergreen is fake.
That's a funny name for a fake tree. Now that I know that it's fake.
And loabab is fake, but boabab is real.
Yeah, I knew boabab was real.
So Kava, you got 1 fake tree. Yari, nice. You got 0 fake trees.
Hey Yari, suck a tree.
That's me choking on a tree's dick.
And that's how you play. I want 2 fake trees. Let me hear that closing theme. Great.
For a fake Chinese rubber plant.
and fade out. We all get the
hair class. Fake plastic trees by That's Radiohead.
Right. The pun of the game was I Want to Break Free by Queen.
Oh, right. I didn't get it.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Neither did I.
People is that episode up on the old iTunes?
Yeah, the most recent episode.
I don't listen to the podcast.
I listen to it, but I haven't listened to the most recent episode yet.
Two fair answers. not mad at anybody. Up next is a little game called Movie Game 5000. Let me hear that opening theme.
Movie Game
5000.
So you guys are both familiar with the popular movie aggregation website, Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They give a score of 100 to 0 based on
critics. In that order.
Yeah. Based on critic scores. Please don't yawn right into the microphone, Kyla.
I didn't. I was laughing.
1 to 0. You know how it works. Everyone knows what Rotten Tomatoes is. It's 12:08 a.m.
I like this game.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Do you want to play a game?
Cool.
It's Jigsaw from the popular Saw franchise.
You guessed it. It was Saw.
Cool. And that's how you play Movie Game 5000. Let's hear that closing theme.
So this is a three-round game. The first one, I'm going to read you alternating fresh and rotten reviews. And based on those reviews, you're going to have to try and guess what the film that I'm talking about is. We all know how this works, and we all feel good about it. Is that a true statement?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Great. Loving the enthusiasm, everybody. the first rotten review is, art can be affirmation, but affirmation cannot be art.
Is it Mother, the new Darren Aronofsky film?
That's a good guess. I'll say, is it I, Tanya?
You just went with the most recent movie you've seen. both of those answers are...
Correct.
no, they're wrong. The fresh review is, need more proof that the faith-based film genre continues to mature? Here you go.
What was the movie?
These are all the same film.
Oh, that's right. I made this mistake last time also.
It's true.
Is it Left Behind?
I want to say, what's the movie Saved? Is it Saved?
Mm, with
Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
This Is Us is Mandy Moore.
The next rotten review is, this is an interesting idea executed with a reductive, tin-eared understanding of what constitutes art to go along with a faith-based movie's reductive, tin-eared understanding of what constitutes entertainment.
Oh, it's The Wizard of Oz because of the Tin Man.
That's pretty good. Is it The Leftovers, the movie?
That is incorrect.
Was it The Wizard of Oz?
No, it wasn't.
More like The Lizard of Oz.
Right? Oh, you fucking roasted him. L. Frank Baum, eat your heart out, bitch.
Yeah. L. Frankenbaum.
Oh, no. L. Frankenbaum's monster is actually what we're scared of.
Oh.
The next fresh review. The movie works for the same reason the song does. It lightens the burden of the pain people feel or the pain people are shouldering today and gives them something to look forward to.
Is this I Can Only Imagine?
That is correct, Kavas. I Can Only Imagine. That's how you play the first part. Kavi, you get 1 point. Congratulations.
Great. I've got 2 points.
Now we're moving on. Now we're moving on to the second part of the game. Same film. It's the guess the scores round.
Ooh.
You guys have to guess the I'm gonna first
this
of all
slapping. More slapping.
Yeah. If you guess it correctly, then you
which can, I will.
You get to slap the other person. I forgot that was a part of the game.
That's the best part.
Yari has written down 43%, and so that is his guess.
No, because I didn't say it out loud.
Okay.
I just have to do some math.
So first thing is the critic score. Kava, since you won the last round, Yari goes first.
36%.
Okay.
17%.
Correct answer was 67%.
Whoa!
Critics gave it a 67%.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, listen, I didn't make up this.
Is it closest without going over?
No. Fuck Bob Barker. He's a bad person. Yari, you win that round.
Yes. Okay, so it was closest. For all intents and purposes, it was closest without going over.
It wasn't.
For all intents and purposes, though, it was.
You already get 0.5 points.
An extra 0.5 points.
Yeah.
So you have 1.5 points.
No, you have 0.5 points. Kava has 2 points.
0.5 point.
All right. Guys, are you guys ready for the next one? This is the audience score. So what do the audiences think of this film?
80%.
85.
Correct answer was 96% of people liked this movie.
What's up?
Yeah, but it's not closest without going over, as Harry just said. So
that's like all them Christians love the internet, you know?
Well, yeah, it's like the people who are going to go see that movie will like the movie.
Yeah.
It's like why I loved the movie Call Me By Your Name. Because it
has you're Italian?
Yeah.
Because you found a new backpack from it.
That's true, too. I did buy a backpack from the same brand of the backpack in the film.
I want his Talking Heads shirt.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Chalamet's
it's a good film, and we'll watch it later. Finally, it's the lightning round. You guys know how this works. Let's get started. You know who? Does anyone know who directed the film?
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Leary.
Neither of those are true.
Dennis Miller.
Dennis
Hopper. We're just really like
Dennis the Menace.
Just can't wait till we're done with this podcast, right? Like we're all just trying to get out of here.
No, I'm having a good time.
It was directed by John Irwin and Andrew Irwin.
The Irwin brothers.
Brothers. So, Yara, you're going to say John Irwin. Kaveh, you're going to say Andrew Irwin. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. The last one to speak wins. You guys understand that? And you're ready to go. Let's go start now.
John Irwin. Oh, do I say John Irwin?
Yep.
Okay, Andrew Irwin. The last one to speak wins.
John Irwin, John.
That's 30 seconds. Kava wins.
Hey,
the last one to speak?
To finish speaking.
Oh, fuck you. To finish speaking.
Because otherwise you could just make.
No, because I said John Irwin really quickly.
Yeah, you said it a bunch of times. So it honestly is against the rules.
No.
You're disqualified. No. Kava, congratulations. No, you win. Live the game. 5,000.
That's a whole bunch of malarkey.
So here's the thing.
I won the tree game, too.
I can't. That's true. I came up with a movie game 6,000, but I don't think that you guys earned it. So I'm
definitely earned it.
So I'm going to save it for next episode.
No, come on.
Sorry.
Your oldest Chris friend is here.
And you're
Harry,
youngest.
What if my plane crashes tomorrow?
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, but this is on the
podcast.
Can I
still
now.
Release the episode if your plane crashes tomorrow?
Only if we play movie game 6,000.
Up next is
I'm gonna play movie game 6,000.
sorry, you can't. Hey. Up next is a little game called
Remember All the Good Times.
Called Do You Care? So how this works is first of all, let me hear that theme.
I don't care.
Not loving the attitude here, guys.
No, that was part of the song.
Do You Care? Song.
That's the theme song.
No. Do you care that you're playing Movie Game 6000? No, right? If Harry said Movie Game 6000, we would both say, no, we don't care that we're not playing.
Hey,
it's fine.
Here's the thing. I made the game. I know the attention span needed to play the game, and I know that you don't have that attention span. So
I'm wearing the green jacket. It's my fifth time on the show, Harry.
It's Kava's ninth. Look how checked out he is.
I'm not checked out. Look at this body language.
You're 2 feet away from the microphone. Leaning back on two chairs. Your arms are above your head for some reason. You have very long arms, and they're terrifying when they're up that high.
I'm like a 1978 Steve Martin.
Steve Buck.
I'm like 1978 Steve Martin.
That's like the quarterback of your high school quarterback club.
Steve Buck. The quarterback club. So they only were quarterbacks and there was no football team.
They just all throw the balls downfield to nobody.
Nobody catches them.
They just all throw balls.
Oh, man.
This is unlistenable.
So, yeah, but you said that about fan favorite episode, every episode that I've been on.
That's true. You okay?
I just coughed.
That's a very adorable cough. So up next is a little game called Do You Care? Let me hear that opening theme.
We just sang it.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't care.
We were like, I don't care. And then you didn't like it.
I forgot. I blocked it out. All right, so how this game works is I'm going to say a thing. You're going to say if you care about that thing and why, okay? Does everyone feel good about that, Yari?
Yeah. I feel fine. Akbar? I feel great.
Yeah.
Cool. First thing is Meryl Streep. Kaveh, do you care?
I do. I think she's a treasure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Meryl Streep joint?
Oh, Kramer vs. Kramer was, I think, the first one that I saw.
Classic Meryl, everyone's favorite Meryl Streep film. Kramer vs. Kramer.
You know.
All right. I'll take your word for it. I don't.
That's great. Have you seen it?
No, of course not.
I saw it. It was like on TNT, and I was like, who is this charming?
So you first found out about Meryl Streep watching Kramer versus Kramer on TNT. How long ago was this?
It was like last week.
You already care about the Streep?
I don't care about Meryl Streep. And here's why. Give some space for the younger fellas, okay? I get it, Meryl Streep. You've been around for 22 Oscars, okay? We all get it. You're good. Hey, you're really good. You could do the same thing.
Just calm down, and I'm going to talk to Cobb over here.
Hey, what
you
if...
You could do
what,
the same
if you,
thing.
If you went into the doctor and you just couldn't break out of talking like Meryl Streep, like you had a condition where you just kept talking like Meryl Streep over and over again, and you couldn't stop it, you know what they would call that?
Streep throat.
Up next, Duracell. You already do care about Duracell, the popular battery.
Batteries?
Yeah, the battery brand.
I do care about Duracell, and here let me tell you why. Duracell charges my Kava is already exhausted. Duracell charges my headphones, and I can't go anywhere without my dang music. Okay, so Duracell.
What do you mean Duracell charges your headphones?
Because they use batteries.
Oh, because they're noise canceling?
Yeah, well, you know how America runs on Duncan? Like, well, my batteries run on Duracell.
You put, like, actual batteries in your headphones?
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Fuck that forever.
Yeah.
Just get a pair of rechargeable headphones like a normal person.
No, I have Harry's rechargeable headphones, so I'm not giving back.
Yeah, you've got to return those to me.
Why? You said you had a million pairs of
I said that so that you wouldn't feel bad taking them, and then you kept them for, like, it's been, like, months.
Yeah,
it's
been about 8 months.
It's been about half a year.
Yeah. Well, I'm keeping them.
Oh, cool. All right. Kava, do you care about Duracell?
No, not at all.
Great. Up next is Mount Rushmore. Kava, how do you feel about that mountain with faces carved into it?
Yeah, I don't care about it. I don't think it's good or interesting.
If you had to put one person's face on Mount Rushmore that would make you care about it, who would it be?
That's a good question. That's a really sweet question, actually.
Thank you. It's a good podcast.
Maybe, like, Emily Dickinson.
Fucking nerd.
Wouldn't that be cool, though? Get some lady poet up there.
No. Yari, same series of questions.
I don't care about Mount Rushmore, but the thing that the person that I would like to see up on there is Kim Kardashian's delicious behind. You know what I'm talking about? You go over there, and you're like, look at that hiney. Oh, man, I would get all horned
just
up in
like
South
Waluigi
Dakota.
Like that.
Oh, man. I wrote Kim K on my notes, so I wouldn't
see that.
Forget
yeah,
it.
That's true. That's good. All right, so up next is Mannheim Steamroller.
I don't know what that is.
You already know what that is?
Is it Stephen Sondheim?
I don't think so.
Okay, so no.
All right, we'll skip that one. If you guys care about it, tweet at me at Harry Podcast. Up next is the Denver Broncos. Kava, do you care about the Denver Broncos?
They beat the Packers in Super Bowl 32, and it was one of the worst days of my childhood. So I would say that I care about them, but I care about them in a negative sense. Like, I care that they do badly. You know what I mean? Like,
sure. You're rooting for their destruction.
Yeah.
Okay. You are?
And Peyton Manning went there after the Colts, and I don't care about Peyton Manning, and I think that it's boring when people do.
Okay. You all right?
I'm not a big sports guy.
All right. Up next.
Do you like Broncos?
Like the horse?
In the Hank Scorpio episode of The Simpsons,
ooh.
Homer wants to own a football team, and he wants to own the Dallas Cowboys. And then at the end of the episode, Hank Scorpio gives Homer the Denver Broncos, and Homer goes out on his front porch and sees them practicing on his lawn, and he's like, the Denver Broncos!
Yeah, I think that's why that name is in my head, because I don't know any other sports thing.
And then Marge is like, I think it's still very cool that you own
We've all seen the episode, Kav. I've not looked it up. It's on SimpsonsWorld.com. if I don't stop him, he's just going to repeat the entire episode. And we can't,
I mean,
have that.
That is like literally the last line of the episode. It's true.
Up next is pegging. Yara, do you care about pegging?
No comment.
All right.
Wait, you were going to tell us about your b-hole.
No, that's an off-podcast conversation. All right, I appreciate if we can edit.
We'll see what happens.
Wait, I want to hear this.
Okay.
Like, this is important.
Do I care about pegging?
I didn't plan this, but I love it.
No, but maybe.
I like how you're like nervously.
I've never seen you at a loss for words before.
Well, no, I doodle when I
when you are nervous about talking about pegging on a podcast.
No, because I've been doodling the whole. Do you think it takes me the 30 seconds to do all this doodling?
You seem very eager for this diversion.
Yes, I.
Kava, what do you think about that?
I want to hear what he thinks.
He's clearly uncomfortable, so he clearly cares about it. Kava, what do you think?
I care about it less than he does.
All right. Cool. Very good.
Up next is friendship bracelets. Kava.
I don't want to just sound like I'm like this curmudgeon, but I really don't care about them.
Yikes.
Friendship bracelets?
Yeah.
Friendship bracelets?
Yeah?
No. Not really.
If somebody gave
me a friendship bracelet, I'd be like, that's so nice.
And then I'd never wear it.
I
wouldn't wear it either. Oh, yeah. No. If it was somebody I really cared about, you know.
But
I think
you
that
know
if
who
my...
it might, you know, if there's one person who could give it to me. And Kava, I think you know who it is. So let's just say it on three. One, two, three.
Maggie.
My wife.
Oh.
Okay. Do you want to play a game?
Oh, boy. We're almost done.
I think that if my fiance gave me a friendship bracelet, I think I would probably wear it, but I think I would also make it known that I didn't want to until my fiance would eventually say that I didn't have to wear it.
Sounds like you have a healthy thing going on. up next, Yari, do you care about little gherkins?
Like the pickle?
Yeah.
The rapper,
little gherkins. I love gherkins. I had some really great gherkins the other day.
Yeah.
They were at some German place, house cured.
Easy.
Yummy, delicious. 3 stars out of the 3-star rating system that we all know and love.
Have a little gherkins?
Yeah, I mean, I would if I was at a party and there was like a party tray full of all kinds of just party snacks and stuff, I'd probably get like a little gherkin in addition to all the other party things. It wouldn't be like something that I would want to eat more than like 2 bites of, you
sure.
know?
But they're
well,
so little
luckily
anyway.
They're so little. You can take in one bite. I wonder if the microphones are picking up. This is probably like the best quality episode we've ever had. And I'm curious if the microphones are picking up Yari's.
Can you hear it in your cans?
I can hear it in my cans.
Okay.
I can hear it in my cans. I can also hear somebody's phone vibrating.
Yeah, that was mine.
Nice.
Sorry, I'm really popular.
What was that?
Doesn't matter. I'm going to cut it all out. All right. So that's how you play Do You Care? Let me hear that closing theme.
I don't.
Up next is a game that's another game that I came up with the title first and worked backwards. A little game called Yelp Me Rhonda. Let me hear that opening theme.
Yelp Me Rhonda.
Yelp Me Rhonda.
Yelp Me Rhonda.
Yelp Me Rhonda. Yelp Me Rhonda.
Yelp Me Rhonda. Yelp Me Rhonda.
Yelp
Me Rhonda. Yelp Me Rhonda.
Yelp Me Rhonda. So how this works is I'm going to look up a Yelp review of somebody named Rhonda. And you're going to have to try and guess, based on her reviews, what the star rating is.
The star rating is?
Yeah, the one to five stars that you give on Yelp.
Right.
So based on the Kava, since you're a guest, I picked a Rhonda from Tallahassee, Florida.
Ooh,
this is where you,
that's not where I live.
That's where you lived. Where'd you live?
That's where I lived.
Okay, so fucking that's why you get it. All right, what's this guy's fucking problem?
Look, here's what I'm trying to say.
Talk to me about it.
Here's what I'm trying to say.
Sure, okay.
I'm trying to say that If he doesn't show his goddamn pie hole about Tallahassee, Florida, he could just talk about Tallahassee, Florida all day. On the back of my book, it says that I live and teach in Florida.
On the back of my book, and so even though I haven't lived there,
Yari, what does it say on the back of your book?
Look at this guy's asshole. It's so big from all that pegging he cares about.
But so, so even though I'm ewing the size of the asshole, not that you care about pegging, for the record. But no, so I'll go to readings, and then people will be like, is it cold here compared to Florida?
Is it all Oscar the Grouch?
And I'll be like, I don't know, man. I haven't been in Florida in like 6 months.
Nice.
Well, talk to those editors. Get another edition of the book out. Tell them, hey.
Actually, the latest edition of the book didn't correct it.
Very good.
Dumb assholes. Who's the publisher on that?
Say it out loud and then tweet at them. Call them dumb assholes. I mean,
it's an easy Google.
It's Random House.
Is it?
Well,
I'm going to tweet at Random House right now. Hey, dumb assholes.
Penguin, who actually does publish my book in the UK, is Penguin Random House.
Yeah. Cool. There's the print media is dying, and there's only a few companies.
That's how you play Yelp Me Rhonda.
So Yelp Me Rhonda. This Rhonda is
Yonder.
This Rhonda is Yonda. It's late, and I've had a couple drinks. This Rhonda is Rhonda M. from Tallahassee, Florida. Here's a picture of her.
I know Rhonda.
Here's
Rhonda.
This is Rhonda right here.
That's my mom.
She only has 3 reviews.
I thought you were going to say she only has 3 teeth.
You just saw her picture. She has a lovely, lovely set of chompers.
First, you can't see her pictures under that teeth.
Can you attach a link to the Yelp review and then people can tweet at her? The link to the podcast.
Let's send her some.
No.
Can we send her some Harry Says Yes merch?
Rate and review.
I'll send her all the merch.
Rate and review this Rhonda on iTunes.
Guys, we're running out of time. Yeah. So the first.
I feel like we've ran out of time.
Absolutely.
What time is it? No, we've only been here for like 45 minutes.
No, that's not true. All right, so these first Rhonda.
What was that accent? That's like the episode of South Park where Cartman is like...
So much editing.
It's a classic Italian Harry.
Hold for editing. And so the first Yelp review is from a place called called Smith Family Chiropractic. Here's the review. I would highly recommend Dr. Smith and Smith Family Chiropractic.
I don't understand this game. Wait. All right, so Smith Family Chiropractic is rating Rhonda? Oh, no. Rhonda has rated these places.
Yeah.
So what are we... Oh, and we're guessing the stars that she's given.
You're
them.
Able to work through
it's
yourself.
It's 1 to 5.
Yep.
Okay.
You got it all, right?
Yep. Ready to go.
Okay. The first review. I would highly recommend Dr. Smith at Smith Family Chiropractic.
Do we buzz in?
No. Yeah, yes. I have able to have improved mobility and function when other physicians weren't able to help.
Buzz?
Yes.
5?
All right. All right, would you like to buzz?
I was going to say do I have to buzz?
Yeah.
And I would like to recuse myself. I buzz for no man.
Okay. Do you want to? You don't want to guess?
Well, I have a guess in my mind, but buzz for no man.
Guess it.
I'm gonna say 4, but if it's not part of the official buzz, then you know.
I'm not sure what you're looking for here, but the correct answer was 5 stars. Next,
just giving you a hard time.
Next is Kim Woo Chinese. Wonderful Chinese food. Great service and reasonable prices. Would definitely recommend. Kaveh, have you ever been to Kim Woo Chinese?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Well, here's a little picture she posted. It has a little flower.
It's flower.
See that, Kaveh? Right.
It's not food. You really want to see the food at a place where you eat food.
She just took a picture of the pretty flower they put next to her food. So how many stars, Yari? What do you think?
I want to say 5.
5 stars from Yari Akbar.
4 stars.
4 stars. Correct answer was 5. So we're tied up. This next one's going to do it. A little place called Busy Bee. This is on 125.15. Never going to do an episode this late again. Also, never going to do an episode with either of you again.
You said that four times so far.
My Tenzo.
Never going to reach the Tenzo.
My Tenzo.
You got to give me at least five more so I can get to 10.
Oh, okay, I'll give you 5 points.
Thank you.
Busy Bee. Stopped here on the way home from Disney.
Dropped my pen in my can.
Oh boy. You're always dropping a pen in his can all the time. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he keeps talking about it and like doing these weird gestures.
I've done 0 gestures this whole podcast. 0, not 1.
All right. Stopped here on the way home from Disney. Probably the nicest bathrooms we've ever seen in a gas station. Ever. Even our teenage sons were impressed. The store was clean with a bunch of fun things to shop for local vendors. From local vendors. Here's a picture of the bathroom. It's actually very nice.
That is a really nice bathroom. The caption says really nice bathroom.
Here's another one of the bathrooms.
Over 3 years ago.
Yeah. So maybe they've upgraded in quality.
Yeah, someone started peeing on those seats.
So what do you guys think? Kyle, it's your turn to start.
I'll say 5.
You alright?
I'm going to say 4.
Correct answer was 5 stars.
She has 3 5-star ratings for Chinese food, bathrooms, and a chiropractor.
Yep, Rhonda loves stuff, and I love Rhonda. So that's how you play Yelp Me Rhonda. Let me hear the closing theme.
Yelp Me Rhonda. Yelp Me Rhonda. Yelp Me Rhonda. Yelp Me Rhonda. Yelp Me Rhonda.
All right, so I feel like this episode, I'm not going to use the term failure, but I'm certainly going to like imply that there has been some, you know, kerfuffles.
Yeah,
think that's fair.
I'm a little upset. You want to know the 2 things I'm most upset about?
Yes, please.
I'm upset that we didn't get more of the story of Yari's nascent, burgeoning understanding of his own anus.
No, okay, that's getting removed from that.
I mean, I'll selectively edit that. We're going to leave a little trace of it.
Because I feel like there is an opportunity there. I feel like we really could have gotten into it.
I agree. Figuratively speaking.
Well, figuratively and literally.
Yeah, of course.
And then I would have really loved to play Movie Game 6000.
My phone. Oh, it's back. It stopped working, but it's back now. All right. So we're almost done. We only have a couple more things to do. I'm so happy to be done with this show. I love you both, but this was a mistake, and we'll never do it again.
Cool. Very good.
Up next.
Man, I want to be a 5-timer, though.
Oh, well, you won't be.
I'm going to be a 10-timer, though.
Yes. We're going to skip 5 and go right to 10.
Like one of those elevators that skips 13.
Exactly.
Yeah. Except I'm not a 2-timer, you know, ask any of my girlfriends, you know. I'm Johnny Faithful, am I right?
Any of your girlfriends?
Any of my girlfriends. Any of my current girlfriends.
Yeah.
I don't 2-time any of them.
Up next is a little game called What's Your Secret? It's where I ask you what your secret is.
I never play this game well.
I ask you what your secret is. You don't tell me some bullshit thing. It's not a bit. I actually want to know what your secret is. Kaveh, we'll start with you. What's a secret? What's something that people don't really know about you? You've let it all hang out. You have a best-selling poetry novel about about your life. You know, people know these things.
Yeah,
they're able to interpret.
It's weird. It's hard. And I have secrets, but like, I've protected many of them because the things that I don't write about and the things that I don't talk about on the internet and the things that I don't talk about in interviews or Q&As are like pretty well contained at this point.
Luckily, this is the safest place in the world. Literally no one will have made it this far into this podcast.
Go to Yari and come back to me.
All right, Yari. Come on, Yari.
We've been talking about butthole stuff. All right. Here's my secret. I'm going to be officially podcast out. I was talking to Harry about this. Coming out as queer on the podcast.
Congratulations,
cool,
Yari.
Good, that's great. Fun.
Does that mean I get to leave in all that butt stuff from earlier?
Please don't.
I'll leave
a touch of it.
I'll leave a touch of the butt stuff.
Podcast out.
Podcast out. Congratulations.
I'm out to some of my family, not all of them, but none of them are ever going to hear.
Are you sure?
Yes.
They really love this podcast. I've got a big tall following.
Yeah, big tall following.
T-A-A-L.
Yeah.
My last name is just T-A-L.
T-A-A-L.
Just one L.
T-A-A-L. Y-A-A-R-I.
Yep.
T-A-A-L.
Sure.
So, yeah, all right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm a homosexual gentleman.
Oh, cool.
He loves it.
I love it.
Who's the first person you ever came out to, Harry?
You, I think.
You know it, sister.
Congratulations, Kava. We were in Long Island City.
You said literally that too. You were like, Kava, I'm a homosexual.
That sounds right. So Yari, as a person who also came out of a closet, you're making some gross faces, but it's...
I don't know. There's something about it, like, I don't want it to feel like a big deal.
Sure.
But it is a big deal.
It isn't. I understand the impulse to, like, not want to, like, make a thing of it, like...
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it needs to be like a big to do.
But it's also like, had you just said it and we didn't have this somber conversation about it, it would literally not be a thing.
I guess, but it's you asked what a secret is, so it has some weight to it, and it's not a secret amongst my friends and some people who are close to me.
Like the guys you've blown.
I've blown, all right. But it is a general secret in that I don't really, like, make it known. I don't not make it known. If someone asks, I'll tell it, but, I don't...
Yeah. I mean, I don't think...
Some people have, like, a really strong identification with queer identity,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really... It just feels like it's a fact about me,
yeah.
rather than a big part of who. Like, I very much feel as if being Jewish is part of my identity, or
mm-hmm.
being a consumer of mental health services is part of my identity.
Sure,
I don't necessarily feel that way about my queer identity, and you know, maybe that's wrong. It's just
No, that's real.
It is what it is. Real.
Yeah, no, that's very well put. I don't know. I don't know what to talk about myself. Kyle, what's your secret?
I don't have a good one.
You saw that we're...
I know. You set the bar very high. I can't come out on the podcast.
Paige would be so, would be so surprised.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that maybe I don't want to have kids for a long time.
We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
You feel about kids the way I feel about dogs.
Well, I feel like I'm so... I feel like I have a lot to do still, you know? Yeah. Like, I've barely traveled internationally at all,
uh-huh.
you know? I've... only written 1.5 books. You know what I mean? Sure. Seriously.
No, yeah. You're also, what, 29?
Yeah.
You're relatively...
Well, I know, but it's this thing where, like, I'm getting married in June, and as soon as you get married...
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And,
Well, you congratulate the bride, you offer the groom best wishes.
Oh, is that really what it is? I thought you were going to be like, you offer the groom condolences.
Emily Gilmore said that in an episode. Uh-huh. It might have been flip-flopped.
Yeah. If Emily Gilmore said it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm getting married in June, and as soon as you say that to anyone, they're like, kids are on the way, and it's just going to be like, a long process of disappointing everyone in our families for many years to come.
Well, now you can just send them to this podcast and they're going to...
It's possible that in like a few years,
it'll change your
But time. I'm like 29, you know?
Yeah,
What are you trying to rush things about?
Sure. This is good, guys. This is the kind of mood that I wanted on the podcast the whole time. Do you want to start over and just like...
Yeah, sure. I'd like to start over at 12:43
in the morning.
12:45.
All right, so...
gotta be at work in 8 hours.
That's what's your secret? Let me hear that closing theme.
Secret. I got a secret.
A secret. I got a secret.
That voice was wild.
I think it was Pee-wee Herman. Hi there. Hey there. What's his... Dottie, right? You can cut this part out. This is not fun.
Cool. So this second segment has been 51 minutes. The entire podcast is supposed to be an hour. Up next, the final thing is, what's your catchphrase? It's where you say your catchphrase and then the podcast ends. Yari, what's your catchphrase?
What about plugs?
It ends by doing plugs and then we go away.
Oh, so you do plugs and then a catchphrase?
Yeah. No, you do. All right. This is the last segment. We all say our catchphrases and then it's down ramp.
Podcast. Because you said the podcast ends.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so what's my catchphrase? Okay, I understand. My catchphrase is, I have some shows coming up.
Oh boy.
No, what's my catchphrase? My catchphrase is, did I do that?
Nice one. The classic Urkel.
Yeah.
Pomaday keeps the gangrene away.
I can cut this whole segment.
What's
guys,
yours,
thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Hey, what's your... What's
it's yours? Ain't I a stinker.
Do you think it would be a good look to... You know how like people will like roll up?
I love that you've just decided not to like talk in the direction of the microphone.
Do you think that you know how people will like roll up the cuffs of their pant legs so that people can see their stupid socks and the tops of their boots?
Uh huh.
What if you start?
We live in Brooklyn. It's fine.
Sorry, everybody.
I don't know my pants size, so I constantly buy pants that are too long.
See, I don't have that problem.
It's like wearing a belt.
Because I'm like. I'm like a long-legged
hell
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go up all the way.
Got some long legs.
Legs up to my neck, baby.
ZZ Top.
It's definitely ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top. I was just in London all last week, and every time someone said Zed, I was like, oh, fuck, that's right. Because like when you're there and like, I don't know, I'm speaking in the second person. When I was there... I would like forget, like when you're just in the accent constantly, like mm-hmm. I would just forget it was an accent, and then someone would say Zed, and I was like, oh, that's right, I'm in this curious little place. And also, when there would be like an American mixed in with the Londonites, I wouldn't even notice until like they mentioned that they were American. And
even if they were an American werewolf in London?
Oh, no, I did notice those. And they were all over the place, actually, weirdly. I think it's the season. What I was going to say is, what if. You know how, like, when you go hiking, I did the thing because I keep looking at my sock. Mm-hmm. You know how when you go hiking, you're supposed to tuck your pants into your socks?
To prevent from snakes crawling up your
snakes
legs.
Crawling up your dick.
There's a snake in my boot.
Hell yeah.
It's Toy Story.
Yeah. But it's actually a tick thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We all want this podcast to end so bad, but we keep going.
What if the new style is to tuck your pants into your socks? So then everyone can still see your
socks.
Everyone will still see your socks. Everyone will still see your boots.
Do we let's show each other. What are our socks looking like?
Ooh. I got some
blue and green stripes.
I've got some Adidas
some classic
black.
Athletic. Great. I think I got the fanciest socks here.
Yeah, I'm not a fancy sock person. In fact, I'm dubious of fancy socks.
I don't think I have any socks that are fancy.
You're wearing fancy socks.
Do you think that these are fancy?
By fancy, I mean like patterned.
They're the fanciest socks.
I generally wear fancy socks, but recently I've been all about the athletic socks look. I don't know why. I think I saw this musician Kevin Abstract doing it, and I was like, that's pretty cool. I think I'm going to do that.
All right, so that's been Harris' this kind of week. Guys, how can people find you on the internet? First of all, let me thank you for being here on Harry Says Yes. I love you both. When you were on the podcast last, I was like, you're kind of reminding me of my old friend Kaveh Akbar. And then when Kaveh Akbar was coming into town, I'm like, I'd love to get these two together. And I think we can all agree that was a mistake. but I love you both, and I'm glad that you're here. And I'm sorry that it's happening, and let's make it end. Guys, how can people find you on the internet? Kaveh Akbar, what's your deal?
You can go to kaveakbar.com.
Hell yeah.
You could find me on Twitter at Yari. That's Y9A's R-I. Y-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-R-I.
Okay.
More plugs or just...
No. I just expected more. Yeah. All right. So that's been Harry Says Yes for another week. Thank you both for being here. And we'll see.
I got some shows coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Oh yeah, come on, bring it on.
Because you just said internet. I wanted to take the opportunity. I'm sorry because I'm just very proud of this this thing. I am hosting a monthly show now at the Creek in the Cave.
Oh wow,
that's awesome.
Probably Long Island City comedy venue, Creek in the Cave.
Yeah.
Stay for the tacos. Come for the comedy.
Yeah.
Stay for the tacos.
I am very proud of this show. Me and the magnificent Lizzie Fury are going to be producing a show called Queens Boulevard, where we gather as... Because in Queens, everybody's all smushed together, and you're not just diverse in terms of ethnicity and gender identity. You're diverse in literally every sense in terms of belief system. And
it's awesome.
So we are trying to get as many different kinds of people in one under one roof as possible and make a fucking weird, cool Queens show. That's going to be the third Thursday of every month at 7 p.m., April 19th, we've got Steve Castillo, writer on Saturday Night Live. We have Matt DeCaro, musician of note, and we have one more stand-up booked who I don't remember right now.
Nice.
But we are killing it. Are we? I don't know, but it's going to be fun. It's going
to
be a good time.
It remains to be seen. See you on the 19th. Akbar, you've done your thing. You feel good? We all feel good about this?
Akbar, where can I buy your book?
It's all, go to...
Amazon?
It's on Amazon.
No, what's it called?
You should encourage people to go to their local book, their local poetry bookstore.
Yeah, go to your local bookstore. It'll be in your local bookstore. If they carry a poetry section, they should have it. And if they don't have it, then ask them for it.
I'm going to go to Blue Stockings in the Lower East Side tomorrow.
Blue Stockings has it. I've read there.
Oh, cool. Well, I will go there. It's near my work. I'm going to go there tomorrow.
It's a cool bookstore.
I'm going to pick it up.
I like that bookstore. Yeah. I bought Paige, my partner, some cool notebooks from there once.
Cool.
That's been Harry Says Yes for another week. Thanks so much. See you both immediately after this.
Keep it sleazy.
Keep it sleazy.
End of podcast.
I don't know what is wrong with me. I wish that I was back in high school. I miss my giant group of friends and skating around, not caring about anything. I wish I had more to say. I wish I wasn't sad at night. I wish I liked going out more, but I'm okay.
Yep.
You know.
I'm going to need verbal confirmation. I'm all about consent these days, Kava.
You have been
these days.
You keep saying that.
something's changed.
The consent these days.
Yeah, you know. It's been a rough few months.
I really feel
months.
Like I have so much shit in my teeth right now.
You look great.
Thanks.
Those beautiful baby blues. okay, everybody.
I just found this on the table and I'm like picking my teeth with it.
All right, well, I'm glad you put it back. You're definitely going to get fired over this.